Hi Virgo, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I've got your general collective reading for the month of September. Okay, Virgo in the pre-shuffle. Just wow, I got the message pretty loud and clear that you are a fool for love, and you're probably, or have felt that you were. And you would have done anything at all costs. Okay. Now I see you here as the Nine of Pentacles, as being someone who's actually single and abundant all on their own. But when it comes to love, you are not playing around here this month. Okay. So the animal spirit that I got you from the medicine wheel, Virgo, is the horse, and the horse is about power. All right, so you are probably very empowered this month, especially when it comes to love. So the horse represents civilization, okay? It's also about remembering, Virgo. Okay, this is not just remembering this lifetime, but past lifetimes. All right. This month, I think you might be presented with an opportunity to remember who you are and why you're here. Okay. As we go through life and we're just kind of going on autopilot, and we sometimes don't realize our greater purpose, all right? And I think this month, the horse is going to bring that to your attention, all right? There's something that you came here to do specifically, and it's been done in your past lifetimes, maybe successfully or not. You're here to do it again to get it right. All right. So that is the power of the horse. Now, let's get into some cards here. And then I'm going to drop all the cards first. Okay.
Well, that's my shuffle.
Okay, so we're going to pull some cards here, and then we'll clarify these, and then we will pull some more cards. Okay, we're just going to pull in cards. Let's see. Spirit, for the starseed of Virgo, please. What's going on in the month of September? Okay, straight out we have Three of Pentacles reversed. There's been some conflict, Five of Wands, within a community or a group that you are involved in. There's Justice here and a Page of Cups. Maybe an offer of reconciliation, an offer of peace or diplomacy. Someone's stuck in their head about it, though. We have the Eight of Swords, kind of self-imposed imprisonment here. While they're trying to get a grip on why all this conflict is happening. What else for Virgo, please, Spirit, for the month of September? And the messages for Virgo. Messages for Virgo, please. Okay. We have the Ten of Swords. There's a betrayal. The Ace of Swords is the truth. The Seven of Wands being defensive. It seems like there could be a need. For you to assert your power, the horsepower here. Within a group or community that you are involved with. A lot of conflict and someone trying to win at all costs. So maybe this could be you, Virgo. I mean, maybe you wanted something so badly that but for whatever reason, it doesn't look like it's something you wanted. Broke your own damn heart here. Let's get some clarifiers on this. Yeah, there's definitely a group of people fighting here. Justice needs to be served. There's a truth that needs to be told. Maybe someone's up in their head about telling this truth, about making this offer of peace. They're a little conflicted, and someone wants to walk away from it all. Six of Swords, clarifying. Maybe someone did walk away from a group, and that created a bunch of conflict with the other members. This person who walked away, yep, they did it because they needed justice. Could be you. We have the Nine of Swords reversed, coming out of that state of depression. And the Justice card. Let's see what else we have here. Get a couple more clarifiers on this. The Spirit, clarify up this situation a little bit. Let's clear this out. I don't know. Coming out of rest, Four of Swords reversed. Coming out of that contemplation. So September sees you coming out of a conflict. There's some kind of healing. Whether the actual conflict has ceased or not, you have probably or will be removing yourself from it. Even if it's just a temporary step back or something, you know. I think you need to gain a little perspective, or you will want to. Yeah, Five of Pentacles being left out in the cold, and again the Three of Pentacles. So, yeah, you start out the month. This reminds me of that song. Monday's blue or Tuesday, Sunday have a heart attack. I don't know. But anyway, it's Friday and I'm in love again. Okay. It's how the song goes. I don't know. Look it up. But anyhow, that is the song that came to my head. So it looks like the beginning of the month, you're done with it. You're just not feeling all this, conflictual energy. You might just step away from the hurt and the pain. But a truth is going to come out that's going to kind of set everybody free here. So, Let's get one more. Just one more, and then I'm going to go to my own personal deck here. Messages from my spirit guides. What do we got? Oh, yep. And there's the truth that's going to come out. Seven of Cups reversed. So whatever was illusionary, wasn't real, wasn't based on anything solid. There it is. It's coming out. There could be a discovery that something that you thought had potential is really not the opportunity that you thought it was. Okay, so there's the potential for that. That's just a little heads up. All right. Now let's go to my own deck here, and we're going to pull a couple cards from that. And then we'll get some gemstones for healing and some Prism Oracle cards for auras and energies. Let's see here. Oh. Have no friends not equal to yourself. All right, so Virgo, you might have to, you may be evaluating your friendships this month and what value they bring, okay? Do they lift you up? Do they drag you down? Let's get some more messages for Virgo, please. I mean, it seems like it by the end of the month, everything's going to come back together. But there's no guarantee it'll come back together looking the same as it was. It does look like there could be some changes. Let's see. What messages? Messages do you have, Spirit, for the star seed of Virgo? Messages do you have for Virgo? Messages do you have? Oh, okay, let's take two of this. I'm already gone. All right, so either you or someone else may be feeling that way. Like maybe they're there physically, but they've checked out, okay? They've clocked out. Red flag, yep. There's a red flag here for sure. And it's with this deceptive, funky energy here. Some kind of deception, something being kept hidden about the situation. Get a couple more, and then we're going to go to the gemstones. And a walk down memory lane. Okay, so you will probably be doing that, contemplating. For good or bad, you will be reviewing the past. Closed off. Okay, so someone may be closed off here. Could be you or someone else. But this conflict has caused someone to feel closed off. And now, why don't you get a job? All right, so someone here may not be pulling their weight, okay? Or is in continual pity party mode because they don't have employment or money or whatever. All right. Now, let's go to the gemstones. Let's see what the spirit has for you for gemstone healing for the month of September. We have Lepidolite for peace, tranquility, and restful sleep. God knows we all need that. paradigm for effervescence, joy, and happiness, and bloodstone for courage, vitality, and energy. All right, so those are your gemstones again. Lepidolite, peridot, and bloodstone. Those are your gemstones for September. All right, let's wrap up this reading here with a Prism Oracle cards. Let's see what we have energetically flowing in and around. The starseed of Virgo, please, for September. We have rest reversed. All right. Which is no doubt why Spirit gave you the gemstone for rest. Okay, you may not feel at peace or getting enough rest. Maybe not getting a restful sleep. Yeah, because the Nine of Swords is here reversed. So that's coming out of us needing rest. Growth, okay, whatever this situation coming about is a result of someone's growth, or it will be the catalyst for someone's growth. And we can't be mad at people when they grow, okay? Even if that means leaving us behind, as painful as that can be. All right, everyone's here. Again, remember your purpose, your horsepower, Virgo. And rejection. Maybe you're going, you will be rejecting anything that doesn't serve your higher good. Okay? Again, even if that's painful, it is necessary for your own spiritual growth, your maturity, gaining wisdom, and all that good stuff. All right, Virgo, so that's what I have for you. For this month of September, I hope you enjoyed this reading. I would love to have you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.